This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. The Weekend.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
Getting you in the mood for the weekend. It's just around the corner. It is, as I say, and you laugh at me, Danny Norton, within sniffing distance.
And I always wonder why you sniff on a Thursday. Go around the office.
Yeah, I can smell it. The weekend's here. It's coming up to 4:15. So, people, you better get yourselves sorted out because there's a lot going on over the next few weeks. The man guiding us through the weekend and beyond is Alex Broome, playwright and the head of drama at Studio Republic, which opens...
Tomorrow!
Cannot wait. I saw the sign go up just before Christmas. Went, okay. It's all brewing over there on Shakeside Road. It's kind of opposite the Garden Centre.
It is opposite the Garden Centre. As you, if you drive down towards Bo Dubai, you can just look to the left and you'll see the huge, big black and white and aqua blue sign there. And it is. It's all ready to go. And I must say, walking around the facility now, it's pretty impressive.
Months in the making, the Studio Republic is bringing together performance, drama, dance, music, sport, art, aerials.
Absolutely everything. It's first of its kind, really. I mean, maybe somebody knows somewhere else in the world, but I've never seen anywhere that brings together the performing arts, health or fitness and wellness. I've never seen them combined because there's three different platforms. There's the stage, which is dance, drama and music and extraordinarily beautiful facilities for all those. There's the arena, which is cycling, which is aerial, which is GX, which is boot camp. All of those with their own particular rooms. GX, there's two rooms for group exercise.
GX is group exercise.
Yeah, I'm learning the lingo these days.
I've got the lingo now.
And then upstairs is the lab, which is a beautiful, beautiful gym, plus also physiotherapy, nutrition guidance, your own fitness plan, physio, osteo, all the things you massage, everything you can possibly imagine. And then in the middle of it all is a beautiful, beautiful restaurant, a healthy restaurant with also breakout little coffee areas as well. And we also have yoga, Pilates and reformer Pilates as well, which are part of the lab.
In one space. I love this idea because it feels like a community space. And that's such a lovely thing to have, that real hub. Yeah. And all over the weekend, the big weekend kicks off tomorrow. So this is 2 days of free exploration of everything you've got on offer.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Listen, bring our whole family down to Studio Republic on Shakeside Road because you can do everything. You can try everything. You can try Pilates, you can try yoga, you can try cycling, you can try aerial, you can try drama, you can have a singing lesson, you can try guitar, you can play some keyboards.
You can be there for 12 hours tomorrow.
Exactly. You can do everything and it's all completely free. All you got to do is go to the website, studio-republic.com and register. Someone will call you, give you the schedule and you can book yourself in or just turn up and say, hey, what? I'd like to do something. Let me at it.
Entertain me.
Absolutely.
Also, we might be getting a bit of the pitter-patter of rain tomorrow. So This sounds like the perfect place to come and be entertained for gratis.
Yeah, and we're also doing some really fun stuff. So in the drama studio, which I run, of course, we're going to do solo performances or one-on-one performances. So what we have is these really cool curtains that close and they make a tiny little mini theatre for one person. So when you're ready, you'll sort of go in there and sit down and then once you've sat down, a performer will come through the curtains and do a show just for you.
Ooh.
A little sort of 4 or 5 minutes. It'll be more likely to be Shakespeare than a private dance, but it'll be a solid little performance and that's the sort of thing, of course, they do in the Edinburgh Festival, really interesting little things like that. So it'll be that. There'll be performances on our little stage as well. And then we've got the most fantastic band because the music department has this great bass guitarist, Daniela, who runs the program. Amazing drummer, percussionist called Patrick. Pratit plays keyboards, Juan on the guitar. This amazing woman who's come from nowhere called Lilia from Tunisia who sings Arabic and English like an absolute goddess. So, and these guys get up there and jam. And then there's so many multi-talented people. Adriana, who's the head of Arena, so she looks after all the cycling and the aerial and things. She's also the most incredible singer that she gets there. So, you know, these guys are up there jamming and suddenly Adriana just steps up on stage and they start singing together and jamming together. So, and
who knows what can happen over the weekend?
It really is incredible. We had this rehearsal because we're also being a group performance, which is going to bring everything together. So cycling, aerial, everything coming together in this performance in the cycling studio, which is like a theatre. And they just sort of finished the rehearsal and they just started jamming. And Adriana started singing this song and all these guys are going in. And I'm from a theatre background, so I'm like, guys, we probably should do another run. And they're like just jamming away.
fame, Alex. Leave us alone.
And the managing director, Ali Alamein's up there, you know, driving along. And it's just, it's a great vibe. It's a great buzz place to be. And I think that, you know, Dubai needs more places like this where you can get together and do the performing arts.
Can I put a request to you?
Of course you can.
Live on Dubai 103.8. Can you start a choir, like a cool choir? A choir for cool people.
It's a fantastic idea. Absolutely brilliant idea. I'm going to mention that to Daniela straight away. It's a great idea.
A really good friend of mine from school has a choir in London called Some Voices. And it's become, she started it because she's a singer and she wanted to meet other people in London. And you know, cities can be a lonely place. They can. And what she's created now is a community choir that she makes a living from as their choir mistress. But they do performances in amazing spaces, but of really cool music. So they did, for instance, the soundtrack, the Romeo and Juliet film, and they performed that live. They did Now That's What I Call the 80s and did an 80s medley and got Pat Sharp of Funhouse fame to come and compare.
Wow.
So they have like a really kind of just a fun social aspect. And I think... I really enjoy singing. I'm not a great singer, but I really enjoy it. And I feel like a lot of people just want to come together, get that feel-good factor of singing together, meet people and sing fun stuff.
I think it's a fantastic idea. So I'll do you a bargain. Okay. We'll start the choir if you'll come and be in it.
I'm doing this for selfish reasons. Of course I'll come
she
and be in it.
She said it had to be a choir for cool people.
So Danny and I can be
with
in it. With
one exception. Fine, I'll sit in the corner and sing on my own.
The Weeknd.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
Alex Bruin joining us in the studio. He's playwright and the head of drama at Studio Republic, which opens tomorrow in the studio until 4:15 this afternoon, talking culture. Theatre over the next couple of months, I believe The Junction's got something to look forward to.
Yeah, well, of course, The Junction, the biggest sort of theatre event of the year here in Dubai is the Short and Sweet Theatre Festival, which starts on January the 24th at The Junction. But before that, very interestingly, they're sneaking in another little play. Another play next weekend. It's a new play called... I just want to make sure I got the title exactly right.
It's a very strange title.
called Tigers Be Still, which is a new sort of contemporary American play, which Gautam Goenka, who's the head of action down there at The Junction, is directing. It's got a lovely local cast with a fantastic actor called Farzana Pathaningal, who's probably the best stage actress in Dubai. She's acting in the play. Very, very talented young lady. So she'll be acting. And it's a fun sort of play about, young American kids, teenagers growing up, becoming adults. So it's something you don't often see on stage here in Dubai and treated in a lighthearted way. So it's got a nice cast of talented young teenagers in it, and it's something really to be seen. That's next weekend before Short and Sweet starts on the 24th and 25th.
Excited about Short and Sweet?
Yeah, listen, it's an amazing lineup this year. Sabia Magigonko, who is the festival director, was telling me that they're completely full. I was saying, have you got a spot for another play to finish? No, sorry, we're full, completely full. So they've got over 110, 120 plays running over the 6 weeks of the festival. So it just seems to go from strength to strength.
Where can people go and find out about getting tickets and coming along?
Just go to the Junction website. Just Google The Junction or go to thejunctiondubai.com. Just go straight there and you can find about tickets for Tigers Be Still and also for Short and Sweet Sharjah. Sweet Dubai.
Come on, put us out of our misery. You have an announcement.
Well, I hope everybody's sitting down. Or if you're in your car, be very, very, because you're going to get a lot of shock if you know the performing arts in here. There, of course, used to be an amazing venue called Duck Tack, which had two beautiful theatres and all these wonderful rehearsal studios and art centres, etc. And it very mysteriously closed down about, I think, a year or a year and a half ago. Well, guess what? It's reopening.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's reopening.
That's amazing news.
Yeah, it's been rebranded Theatre by Mall of the Emirates.
Okay.
And Rania from Art for All, I think, is doing the programming or opening it up and organising people to come in. But so the Centre Point will be back in action. The Killer Chand will be back in action. I'm not sure what other areas they're opening up there at Duck Tack, but yeah, it's open again. So we've got another great new space for theatre in Dubai. And the companies we've missed for a while, like Art for All, who haven't had a space to perform because the Madinat had not taking bookings, Duck Tack had sort of closed down. Now we will see those shows performing again. So it's fantastic news for the theatre community in Dubai.
Always a positive thing to have more spaces for more people.
Fantastic, yeah.
Brilliant news. Thank you for sharing that
and
with us.
And such a beautiful theatre. I mean, the Centre Point is the most beautiful theatre in Dubai. And it's wonderful that it'll be reopened for companies again.
So we will keep you informed on that. We will pick Alex's brain. So Theatre by Mall of the Emirates.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit like Theatre by QE2, but anyway.
Or Theatre by Rhodes.
Theatre by Rhodes, exactly. That's what I said. I said Theatre by Mall of the Emirates. A friend of mine said, so it's a film where you get to... No, I said it's Duck Tack. It's reopening.
I can't wait to have those kamikaze shrimp. Well, watch this space. Brilliant news as we go into 2020.
The Weekend.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
Alex Brune in the studio. He's a playwright, the head of drama at Studio Republic. He is here to tell us what's happening around town and beyond on the cultural front over the next few weeks. John simply says, weekend plans, avoid the rain. You and me both, fella. Studio Republic could be the place to go to. Sharjah, it's all kicking off from the 16th of January until the 1st of Feb. Sharjah Fringe is coming to town.
It is. Now, listen, this is one, I mean, I know sometimes Dubaiites are a little bit hesitant to drive down to the border because of traffic, but this is happening mainly on weekends, so it'll be a great and easy thing to get down to. And essentially, you're going to get lots of incredibly wonderful family shows from all over the world.
Literally all over the world.
All over the world. And what this, the Fringe is being run by the National Arts Festival of South Africa. Now, these guys are the specialists in Fringe. They run Cape Town Fringe. They run the Grahamstown Fringe. And what they've done is they've handpicked many of the best shows from around the world, and they're bringing them to Sharjah, to beautiful theatres, the Al Kasbah Theatre and also Alma Jazz. And you can play as little as 25 dirhams a ticket to see these shows. And these are some of the best Fringe shows from all around the world.
There is going to be about 1,000 hours of entertainment, 600 performances in 17 days.
It's really incredible.
It's massive.
And also there's outdoor and indoor performances. So Dolphin Creative, who are the wonderful people who do so much great outdoor street theatre in Dubai, they are running the outdoor performances. So you can go down there, you can watch things outside, you can go into a theatre and see a show. It's going to be, it's right down the beautiful areas down there of Al Kasbah and Sharjah, which so many people don't know about. There's actually beautiful areas down there. So you can go down there, hang out, check it out, take the whole family, see some shows and just have a lot of fun.
They're going to be street performances too. This is going to be running from 2:30 in the afternoon to about 11 o'clock at night on eight kind of pitches. What I thought was interesting, they're doing what they're calling something for the hat. So they're bringing the tradition of hatting back so audience members can interact with performers and then tip the artist directly, which isn't something we see here in the UAE.
It's something we actually never see. So I think they've got special permission for this, which is really, really exciting that the performers can actually perform. And you, if you like them, you can, you know, put a couple of dirhams in their hat, which is just great.
I love some of the names of some of these performers.
Which is your favourite?
Maple Staple Gun.
Yep, that's a nice one.
Phenomenal. Dan the Hat. Yep. Stickman.
Stickman? Doesn't he belong to the Gruffalo's Child?
I can recite Stickman by heart, Danny Norton. Do not tempt me to do this on national radio. Abel Mabel, Unstable Acts. So lots of street performers and ticketed events as well.
And there's great, yeah, the ticketed events, and you've got great titles there. The I Hate Children Children's Show.
Did I write that?
You've got Maxwell the Bubbleologist, African Signatures. Then there's a couple of locally based shows too. So Sketchy Behaviour is a show that Saha Ali has put together full of lots of local performers. Short and Sweet Sharjah, the first ever Short and Sweet Sharjah, is being held as part of the Fringe as well. And then there's the fantastic Magic Phil.
Yay.
Who's doing two shows. He's doing Trouble in the Willows, which just had a sold out season at the Junction. 13 shows completely sold out. Wow. So if you missed it there, you can come down to Sharjah and check it out. And he's also doing a wonderful show called The Crazy Kitchen Show, which is a 25 minute show he does with a wonderful actress called Emma Quinton, which is another show you can catch. So he's playing on the night of the 17th and all day the 18th. So you can come down there and you can catch two Magic Phil shows for, you know, 80 dirhams.
I think the emphasis is very much firmly on family. They've got the Fantabulous Bubble Show, which sounds great. And one that really caught my eye is Black Blues Brothers. So this is kind of joining the energy of Africa, so rhythm and blues sound, and then they've got acrobats bringing some of the, like, you know, some of these biggest tunes from musical theatre ever, plus ropes, hoops, all sorts of, like, fire and limbo dancing. It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I mean, also, they've really brought very visual elements. So not a lot of it is text-based. You're not going to have to sit there and listen to long slabs of dialogue. It's a lot of that they've brought in is multi-language. So whether you speak Arabic or English or Hindi or whatever your first language is, you're going to be able to come along and enjoy this and see these shows. And as we say, the value is incredible. There's going to be some of the best performances you've ever seen in the UAE are going to be down at the Sharjah Fringe. So you just have to get down there and check it out.
There's something special about these kind of performances as well. I'm just looking at the website at the moment, sharjahfringe.com, and it's got on it a guy who actually saw around Dubai Marina, I think there's an event, I forget the name of it, a couple of years ago, Thelmo Parole. I still remember his name because he impressed me that much that I ended up following him. I chatted to him afterwards and kind of followed him
on
Instagram. He's just a street performer, but he's a silent street performer. So kind of what you, I suppose, term a mime in a sense. But he was so entertaining, both for children and for adults. And just what you've been mentioning there about the kind of it kind of transcends language a lot of the time. And this is what I love about these kind of performances, because this guy really did, you know, he was making everyone laugh. And to the extent where, and, you know, I live over in JBR, I'd literally just been to Dubai Marina Mall just to get a bit of shopping on my way home. I was kind of rushing home at the time. And then he just caught my attention. And I was honestly stood there with my wife for about, you know, 25 minutes watching him. He just that engaging. And it was the same for so many other people. The crowd that got there, and there was a real buzz and atmosphere. Everyone's laughing around. And, you know, it's great to see those performers who just have a natural kind of way about them and energy.
Well, yeah, and again, it's that's the Marina Street Theatre Festival, which Dolphin Creative runs. So, you know, they've done a great job, Sharjah Fringe, because they've got Dolphin Creative, absolute experts in outdoor performance to create the street theatre element. And then they brought the National Festival of South Africa to run the Sharjah Fringe itself. So you've got some really great people putting together a fantastic program. So
from everywhere. He's Spanish, everywhere. Your
yeah,
friend.
Spanish. Yeah, Spanish. Yeah, he is, yeah.
They've got, you know, plate spinners from the UK, talking Argentina, Italy, Venezuela, Australia, Canada. So it's going to be a fun one. Have you been to Sharjah recently yourself?
I've been down to around these areas to check it out. And I think, you know, it's a little bit of an undiscovered gem, Sharjah, because there is so much extraordinary things in Dubai. You know, we look out and see the Burj Al Arab just over there. And it's an amazing place, Dubai. But if you just cross down the border, and it's 5 minutes from Deira, really. It's not a long way away to these areas. You go down and check out the amazing amphitheater at Al Majaz. You check out the Al Kasbah. Then there's a little storyteller island, Noor Island, which is between them. And these are the three areas. So you're going to be able to walk around this whole area, see street theatre, go and pop into shows, see shows. It's going to be a fantastic experience. And I think, yeah, okay, the slogan is discover Sharjah or make your own story. But I think, you know, it's time to check it out and get down there. And this is the perfect excuse to do it.
I'm going to Sharjah on Saturday morning.
Okay.
Greg Maloof, who is legendary Aussie Middle Eastern chef, is in town. Interestingly, he writes books with his ex-wife.
Oh.
So I'm interviewing them both. There'll be no therapist present, but I will be doing my best to try and keep things civil, hopefully. So Lucy and Greg Maloof are going to be in Sharjah this weekend at Al Rawi Bookshop. They're having a series called Cooks and Books. So lovely terrace where you can come along and meet authors from around the world on Saturday mornings. So if you're around, it's Al Rawi, and I'd love to see you there. Have a fantastic next few weeks, and I will see you tomorrow, Studio Republic. Just a quick reminder for anyone who wants to come along,
yeah,
Alex.
If you want to come along, just go to studio-republic.com. Just go to the website, register your details, and then they will send you a schedule, and you can book in and do classes in everything, cycling, dance, everything you possibly want. So it's running 9 to 5, Friday and Saturday. It's going to be a great fun day. Book in for some classes or just turn up and book in when you're there. We'd love to see you.
Brilliant. Studio Republic opening tomorrow for all of your entertainment pleasures.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.